Tell me this not good. Farrakhan's not going to be able to say the same things on even on BET now that he did before it was owned by Viacom. And that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to be sad that BET's gone, because that shit was like the man tan millennial minstrel show in a lot of ways.
What's up, boy?
I'm sorry. It was.
Remember
it
what was. Joe told that years ago?
First of all, the shit wasn't even in stereo. First stereo. Secondly, they played old reruns and shit like Amen and nobody even watch no more. And then the guy asked Bob Johnson, why did you show that old program? Why didn't you ever put money into like new program? He said, because if I did that, somebody else would come in and take my niche and do the same thing I've been doing for 20 years. So why try to fix something that ain't broke? And that's a lazy attitude to take, but that's what he was honest, like, you know, I make my money from this bullshit. So my change. Name five shows on BET that you like.
Three shows.
Rap City.
Did you like Ed Gordon?
Tavis Smiley. I like Ed Gordon and Tavis Smiley. They was.
You like Sista?
I like.
You like Sista? You like Hits?
Old drama.
I do like that.
That's terrible.
I like that.
Jizzy likes Midnight Love.
The fucking Desmond Pfeiffer shit.
Yeah, he now is gone now. All those shows.
But this
are
is
done.
The same dude. It's the same company.
He's burned his shots up in the foot. He can't come back.
I have a problem with that sense of lack of control that I have. That essentially there's about four people that control everything that you see and hear. There's four companies that control virtually everything you see and hear. Between them, Time Warner, Ted Turner, who actually is part of Time Warner.
It's like the big boys of distribution. It's six niggas you fucking with.